Fancying heading out into Wakefield tomorrow night, Warehouse 23. Complete Madness are going to be there. We're actually joined by one of the members of the band on the show. Mark Keegan joins us. Mark, welcome.
Good afternoon.
So, in the story of Complete Madness, you have the role of Suggs. As roles in music go, what an iconic one for you to have to try and bring life to.
It is. It is indeed. And yeah, I've been doing it for sort of 20-odd years now as well, so I'm catching up on his age.
So when it comes to obviously, you guys must be fans of Madness. Talk me through the story of the band, because I think I'm right in saying originally you covered more of other bands, but then the ska and Madness specifically crept in more and more and more into the set.
Yeah, we started as out as a band called Beat the System in 1989, and we were doing more sort of punk and new wave covers. And then just one day, our bass player then said, "Look, you know, I really do like that song Night Boat to Cairo. I would have a try." I think, well, it's not going to really work without a sax player, but we had a go, and it just clicked. Something just registered straight away. It really clicked. The song superb, even without a sax in it, believe it or not. And after that song, we did a couple more, and before we knew it, you know, we were doing loads of Madness covers and creeping a few special stuff in as well. And at that point, then we said, right, we've come this far, we need a sax player, we need a keyboard player. And we changed the name, 1993, to Complete Madness. And that's where it all come from. We've been called Complete Madness since 1993.
Now, I mean, I mentioned at the very beginning of this about the Suggs and Suggs' role and just that name in music. Do you try to emulate, or do you just put it down to the fact, well, this is the role that I play, but I have to do this in my own style?
I would say it's a bit of both, really. I mean, I've always had a sort of a haircut like Suggs anyway. I'm not sure I actually look like him. I've got the same sort of body framework as him. My haircut's more of a flat top from Suggs' olden days, his original days. His mannerisms, I did copy a little bit, but to be honest with you, not so much now. I try to put my own slant on Suggs, and I try to copy the olden style songs where he used to move about a bit, because these days he just tends to stand there and, you know, do his hand movements, etc. Whereas I'm all over the stage. So, yeah, I try to emulate it a little bit with the hand movements, what have you, and hairstyle, but I also like to put my own slant on it and move about a lot more than what he does.
Does it help or hinder, Mark, with the fact that Madness are actually a band who are still going?
I'd like to say it hinders, but to be honest with you, Andy, I mean, our workload is unbelievable. I mean, we do at least 3 gigs every week all year through, and we're fully booked for this year as well. So I couldn't really say it hinders. I think it actually could be better if they weren't around, but I wouldn't wish that upon them at all, because the music's still good. You know, I mean, obviously, we do a few theatres as well, and I think that would improve if Madness weren't around, if that makes any sense to you.
No, it does. And unfortunately, Mark, I'm not going to be able to be at the gig on Friday night at Warehouse 23, but for me, my favourite Madness song is actually Wings of a Dove, which I just think is an incredible piece of music. What about the fans who are there in front of you most of the time? Which songs get them the most? I'm imagining the likes of Our House and things.
Yeah, it depends what audience you're playing to. If you're playing to the more hardened Madness fans, they tend to want all the old stuff, you know, like your Prince, your One Step Beyond, My Girl. But if you're playing to an ordinary sort of poppy audience, then yeah, you're right, House of Fun, Our House, Must Be Love, Wings of the Dove, which we do. You know, it varies from gig to gig. We've got a massive repertoire of all the Madness stuff. And also, it mentioned as well that we're not just all Madness. 20% of our show is the specials and Bad Manners as well. So it's a treat for any ska fans, not just Madness ones.
There's a real naughty part of me, Mark, that wants to say, go on, let's hear your vocal talent, sing Wings of a Dove, but I'm not entirely sure, unprepped, whether that would be fair or not.
I think I'll save that for some Randy. I'm going to save my voice.
Fair enough.
We do Wings of a Dove really, really well. I'd like to think we do anyway.
Well, if you want to go and see Complete Madness, Mark Keegan and the boys, they are playing Friday night, Warehouse 23 in Wakefield. Mark, thank you for joining me. Keep saving that voice and enjoy the gig tomorrow night.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.